Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report for Thursday, January 30th. Not much to get excited about in yesterday's markets, but world beef demand still looks optimistic, says Peter Murray with ED&F Man OTC Structured Products Group.
Demand seems to be there. Demand seems to be strong. And one of the biggest drivers of that is obviously international trade. Tariffs have come down, almost 12% as of January 1st with that new Japan deal. On April 1st, they'll come down about another percent. Just today, the Canada-Mexico-U.S. deal got signed. I think the other biggest factor is, the fund position in live cattle, where they currently are and how they can affect the market moving forward. So that index fund position has gotten to, over 160,000 contracts long. That's almost, 27% of total open interest. Now, while that's great because it got us to a spot where it rallied the market nicely, when there is a little bit of nervousness in the market, we can see a flight to safety from some of these funds and see a tendency for them to liquidate futures positions.
Chicago March wheat futures closed down 7.5 cents to 562.25. March corn closed down 2.25 cents to 384.25. Live cattle futures were down 40 cents to 121.75 on the February board. March feeder cattle were also down 42.5 to 134.97.5. Class 3 milk climbing back up 25 cents to $17.64.
This is Tim Hammerich with MarketLine.